G'day everyone, Ian here, in his hotel room in downtown Singapore. Yeah, I suppose I am. I'm not far away from the centre of town. If you've ever been to Singapore, I'm just near Town Hall Railway Station. Not that I've seen any of the rest of Singapore, as I'm sitting here looking out the window in my robe, with a bit of music playing through from SoundCloud. I'm staring out in the early morning. Sunrise here at the moment is about 7:15. Sunset's also 7:15. It's about a 12-hour day. And I'm just looking out over the greenery of this part of town. It's quite lush. It's the tropics after all. You'd expect that, wouldn't you? I can also see on the building just over the way there some ferns or a fig or something, a couple of them actually, that are trying to get a toehold on the building. It always reminds me when I see plants growing on our buildings that without us, without maintenance, nature will claw back everything we've taken in a very, very short time. Yeah, so how's it been for me? Well, I haven't been talking to you good folk because I frankly just haven't had the energy. It's been pretty bloody huge, actually. I've seen three things while I've been here. I've seen my hotel room, I've seen the train, and I've seen the worksite, and I haven't seen anything else. I've maybe walked 50 metres around me here, if that, just to get a few necessities like a SIM for my phone and some beer at the end of the day, and that's it basically. We've just been flogging ourselves, and the site is all things considered, you know, considering it's when Matt was here previously, it was an actual construction site. At least now it's not a construction site, we're doing remedial work, so it's not too bad. But from about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun swings over, and for about 3 hours, it is baking hot, and it's just exhausting. And we're just going all the time. It's not heavy, hard, strenuous work, but we're up and down all the time, getting off our knees and our haunches. So there's all that sort of up and down type exercise, and the work is really quite exacting. It's quite fine detail. Imagine repairing a car, the panel work on a car, yeah, and all stone chips and things like that. That's the sort of thing that we're doing a variation on. And it's quite taxing and quite hard and doing a bit of grinding and the usual. Now, that sort of work is the sort of work I do back in the workshop, but because we're here, it's just nowhere near as comfortable, just organising other bits and pieces for it. Yesterday we finally organised the paint, which will be arriving Monday, and we're basically tearing out these components and remaking them on another section of it. And that's basically all it's been. I get up at 6, have a little bit of me time, go down to breakfast, throw some food down my throat, and now that we've done breakfast 4 or 5 times, I'm getting a little bit over it, frankly. Bit tired of the same old, same old. And then we jump on the train and we fang to the work site with all the commuters and do the work, and then we go hard and we stop once during the day to have a bite to eat, and frankly by that stage we don't care what we eat. Food is fuel, really. As a matter of fact, yesterday here we are in one of the greatest food nations on the planet, and I saw some sandwiches in Starbucks and I went, they'll do me. It's pretty sad, isn't it? And then we're back to work and we're getting into it again until the end of the day, and then we drag our sorry asses out of there, and the only thing I'm thinking of is grabbing a beer on the way to the room and have a shower and get the grime off me, and I just, that's it. And a couple of nights, and now I haven't even bothered having an evening meal. I've just had a handful of nuts and crashed to sleep. Last night, Saturday night, was the biggest night of the week, I suppose, isn't it? And I was asleep by 8:30, didn't leave work until 6:30. So, it gives you a bit of an idea. It's just, it's not much fun, frankly. It's not much fun at all. And I bemoan the fact that we haven't seen anything of Singapore. I might as well be anywhere. The only difference between where I am and back home is there's lots of Asian faces. And that's something else that's really surprised me. Here's a few, I'll cheer up a bit now, a few observations now I've had my moan. A few observations of Singapore that go against what I expected. There's a lot of Asian people here. I mean, like they're all Asian. How about that? I didn't honestly expect that. In a way, it's sort of, you know, like, what were you expecting, Ian? Come on. But no, I didn't. I thought because this was a British colony for so long, I expected a variation on Blade Runner. I expected everybody to have a Eurasian look, you know, that sort of blend of European and Asian look. Or at least a lot of people like that. You know, maybe 60, 70% people look like that, a very definitive Singaporean look. But no, that's not the case at all. There's a lot. I can't pick all the ethnic groups in Asia, of course, but there'll be a lot of Malays here. There'll be a lot of Chinese. There'll be a smattering of Indonesians and Filipinos, for sure. But that'll be the vast majority of it. There's a good, fair smattering of Indians, but I think they're here primarily for work. And the European Anglo faces are rare, very, very rare. On a train carriage of several hundred people, there might be another person who is a European. Good chance there isn't. So it's very rare. And that's really surprised me. And I also expected to be more built up. There's a lot more greenery than I expected, a lot more parks, a lot more open land still. Now, there are great swathes of high-rise buildings and apartments, and that's where they pack the 5.5 million people into this island. But there's also great chunks of parkland and area yet to be developed. So that's been quite pleasing. And even though there are great swathes of high-rise apartments, there are also great swathes of 1, 2, 3, 4-storey buildings. So it's not this wall-to-wall 20-plus-storey buildings, which I did expect. Like, again, I expected it to be a bit more like a cleaner version of Blade Runner. And when it comes to clean, it's not as pristine and sterile as I expected either. Now, the way I'm seeing Singapore is different to the way you may see Singapore, or if I ever get back here, not that I'm particularly motivated now after this experience, to see it as a tourist, because I'm actually mixing it with the real people. I might be staying in a hotel, but the moment I step out of this hotel door, I'm in amongst it with everybody else, and we're just commuting. And we go to this shopping centre, which is an operating shopping centre, so you know, there's food courts and FHM and F&M or whatever it's called, you know, all the different stores. So we're mixing it with the real people and the locals, and as we, you know, walk around the streets like we did the other day to go and get some hardware, we see the crime and the detritus of humanity that's scattered all over the place. It's not as pristine as I expected. Now, I imagine if we were to go around the city centre, so to speak, wherever that is, and maybe some of the tourist areas, it might be pristine, but I haven't seen that. It's just been a variation on a theme. Frankly, I think the place is a bit grubbier than Brisbane, to be honest. A little bit more refuse, cigarette butts, litter around the place. It's pretty clean, but Brisbane's very clean. It's become that way in the last few years. So Singapore doesn't overly impress me. It doesn't seem sterile. That's what everybody warned me about, that it'd be very, very sterile, that everybody follows rules and nobody is independent. And I haven't seen that at all. Yeah, people jaywalk and people sit in the gutters and drink their beers. And it's very, very normal and not at all as I expected. And if it's anything like the rest of Asia, it's very Asian in that sense too. Now, I haven't done a lot of travel in Asia. I'm sure it's not like Bangkok or some of the big Asian urban centres that are very, very Asian. I'm sure it's a softened version of that, But it's, yeah, it's not as sterile and extreme as I expected. It's a bit after 7:30 or so, and I'm going to go have breakfast, and I'll take a photograph out this window with a bit of parkland off in the near distance, and the swimming pool and the gym in the courtyard of where I'm staying. I hope wherever you are, dear folks, you're having a lovely weekend, and with this one day off that we're having today, even though we've got to find some hardware, so we're going to, it's not going to be a total day off, we're going to have to walk the streets and see if we can find some stuff. We're going to have a little bit of a look around, and you might even find a nice restaurant to have lunch in, rather than just grab something on the run for a change. Have a great weekend, everybody. Cheers for now from Singapore. This is Ian. Bye-bye.